Today is Tuesday, the 20th of August, the Feast of St. Bernard, in the 20th week of Ordinary Time.
Search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Stephanie Gretzinger sings, "There is none like you." As you listen to the song, let the music and words guide you. Can you make it the song of your own heart today? To say, "There is none like you, Lord."
There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity. Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are safe in your arms. Oh Lord, there is none like you. Search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. I could search for all eternity long and find there is
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Using some vivid images, Jesus is teaching the disciples about the difference between worldly values and God's values. Imagine yourself among them, listening to Jesus. How do his words affect you? What are the riches which you are storing up for yourself? Do any of them get in the way of following Jesus' teaching? As you listen again, hear Peter's question, "What then will we have?" And listen to Jesus' reply.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible. But for God, all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Jesus promises that everyone who follows him will receive fulfillment and joy. What would you like to ask Jesus to give you today? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.